Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hey, I'm just wanting to call through to speak to Travis.
Yes, it's me.
Hey, it's Dove. How you doing?
Oh, Jack. I guess you just came on.
Yeah.
So we got like 21 minutes and 35 seconds.
Okay, sounds good, babe. What do you want to do?
Okay, well.
And...
Yeah. Well, the first question is, what influenced you to start doing music? What influenced you to want to start rapping?
I think what influenced me to do rap and doing battle rap, I think being the only female battle rapper in Australia is the fact that I used to listen to Rage Against the Machine, the Beatnuts, and 33, you know, just what influenced. I guess it's really just having a message, and it doesn't matter on, you know, whether what culture you're from, is everyone's got a message. And if we can stand for something and show through our music what we can, you know, sort of portray to people, that is the reason why I do what I do.
Okay. And, who were your, early influence growing up? Like, you know, who were you listening to at the time? you know, when you do you want to do this?
A lot of stuff I listen to, like Bob Marley. I listen to a lot of soul, I listen to a lot of jazz. I listen to a lot of stuff like Stax Records, the old school blues and jazz. I listen to AC/DC or just different sorts of music because, I mean, when you're writing battle rap, you're actually more or less a bit like 8 Mile, going into your opponent and, you know, like going battle me, be cause and effect enough to obviously give you mic check. So you're more or less just trying to prove to the other party that you can override them. So the type of music that you listen to has to be diverse in order to get that message across, because, you know, you have to be versatile in order to captivate that audience.
Okay. I mean, that's what's up. So, like, being in the country that you're in, like, what does the hip-hop scene or rap scene, how does it look? How does it look over there as opposed to over here in the States?
I guess it's really just, there's no difference. I mean, I guess you've got the American culture and then you've got the Australian culture. So it's a bit like, you know, the only difference is accents and the type of food we eat, I guess. But I think that a lot of us Australians do look up to the American culture, you know, especially all over America. And we heavily influence it, but at the same token, we are in Australia in battle rap or just in general influenced by our own culture and our own music. So, for example, you know, you'd listen to a band like, say, you know, INXS back in the 80s, or you listen to, you know, 8 Mile, like watching 8 Mile back in early 2000 or so. But it's really, I think it's really just simply up to the artist what they want to do and how they portray their message.
Okay. And that sounds like, so, well, we got 1 minute left, so I'll ask this right quick. So, do you have any projects out now, or are you working on any projects?
I'm looking to move to the States to be Queen of the Ring. You know, because obviously, you know, doing a battle mostly guys, I'm on Rap Grid. I'm recording an EP at the moment. I'm hoping to release in the US, you know, because I've been just doing battle rap for such a long time. It's just been my main focus, but, you know, I wouldn't mind actually getting into the scene in LA or just in the States as a female rapper. I mean, a year earlier did it, but I think, you know, in general is that, you know, I don't rap with a American accent. I kind of rock it with Nikes and, you know, with my accent because I'm proud of who I am, and you should be proud of who you are. So that's why I rock it like that. And, you know, I can't wait to, you know, a lot of beautiful American people on some trucks and to battle. So yeah, that's what's up.
Well, what's my next? Like, are you still gonna, you know, be featured in the PC Urban magazine?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a cover photo probably in the next few months or so. And basically talk about, you know, a lot more community issues that, you know, hip hop can actually help. Like, say maybe, you know, looking at stuff like domestic violence or looking at sort of stuff that, you know, people in hip-hop have overlooked for some time, is that maybe giving back to the people that buy the hip-hop. So I would love to be part of that PC Urban and, you know, to be an Australian, like, you know, the first Australian to be on that and as a rapper. And, you know, I just want to inspire people, Travis. Like, you know, it's about inspiring people to be the best they can be. And I think if I can do that being, you know, as a rapper, but not just that, it's just, you know, we're part of a culture that is part of unity. And that's really important. So I'd love to.
Okay. Now, what would you, like, what is your style, like, what would you say your style is like?
I love Lady, I think my style is mixed between Biggie and Lady Rage, and a bit of, like, you know, Feisty Little Kim, and, you know, a mix of that. So it's a bit like, you know, sort of that sort of fire, you know. Like, you know, the anger would actually be real, talking about, say, for example, injustice, or, you know, or like sort of Black Lives Matter, or, you know, or just talking about things that matter. It doesn't matter, like I mentioned before, culture is just Biggie Smalls is the epitome of, you know, rap, because he basically wasn't scared to give a message. And that's why he's my influence when I was, you know, 13, 14. So, word to that.
Okay. Now, I just have to ask this. Now, being that you're, like, in Australia, and, like, what do you think about Iggy Azalea? Like, is there any similarities between you and her? Because I can tell you, I can hear that your accent is strong from over there, so... What do you think about that?
Or
have anybody
else
asked you that?
If you want me to be really honest with you and stuff, and I think a lot of the listeners would probably say this, is that none of the Australian hip-hop scene is really fond of her. Because the basis would be is that, you know, in order to be a rapper, you've got to be able to freestyle. You know what I mean? It's a bit like, you know, just got hit, battle me, give me cause and effect, enough doves to make mic check. So it's a bit like, that's freestyle. But if you actually stood in front of it and go, okay, Iggy, let's kick a fly on the free. And, you know, doesn't matter what nationality you are, you know, and things like that, you should be able to know the elements of hip-hop. And I think, you know, yeah, great, she's more pop, and she looks great on film, obviously, in a swimsuit. But as far as I'm concerned, the Australian hip-hop scene or Australia don't consider her a rapper. Because she's not really, you know, in order to be a rapper, you've actually got to know how to put your syllables together without actually having to have it all rehearsed. So, you know, I'm not beefing on her, but Travis, but I think it is what it is, you know. You should be... You know, it's a bit like, for example, you know, you're born sort of a certain way, and you should be proud of who you are, you know. And
right.
I think she's probably ashamed of her accent because, you know, it is who she is. So be proud, you know. And that's my take on it anyway. So.
Now, do you consider yourself... Do you consider yourself living the hip hop culture and repping the hip hop culture?
Basically, I just consider that, you know, you're learning so much about the hip hop culture all the time. I mean, it's evolved so much, and I think that, you know, the Australian scene is so different to the American scene. You know what I mean? Everyone from the States wants to come out here and battle. Like Chris North, or, you know, you've got, you know, Don't Flop or King of the Dot and stuff. But I think everyone's got something to learn from each other, Travis. Like, all the listeners out there, you know, like, everything, life is too short to simply not learn. And if you feel me on that one, I think it all comes down to, you know, you just evolve within the culture. And that's basically it.
Okay. And my next question is, what do you think about, like, the streaming, like, the way the music is, the industry is set up today as far as, like, iTunes and Amazon and the streaming and download? Because maybe 15, 20 years ago, you know, some of these things didn't exist. So do you think it helps in her, or do you think it just helps and that's all?
Well, it really comes down to, I think you know, I'm 33, so I was a teenager, like, you know, like I was when Biggie and all that stuff was around. I was probably, you know, when he was sort of 94 and stuff, I was in year seven, so I was still a kid. So, you know, I used to get these mixtapes, and then, you know, my friends used to sort of listen to it, and then we end up doing, you know, writing or music and things like that. So it, the way the music industry comes down to is, with the internet being so accessible as an artist, is that it's no different than a label kind of putting yourself out there, but there's just more avenues and more access to people's music than ever before. Now with the internet, you can simply, you know, go for all you can eat smorgasbord on what you want to eat in regards to what you want to put in your ears for music. And it's a great marketing tool, especially if you want to be independent, and also for record labels to simply be able to scout new and up-and-coming artists as well. So without having to go on some, you know, The Voice or some, like, you know, show where everything's rehearsed. So, yeah.
Well, because, you know, with the use of Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, Reverb, and, you know, all these things, like, you know, it's like, to me, like, you really don't, as far as the artists want to put their music out, you know, we can use all these platforms. You know, like I said, 15, 20 years ago, it wasn't really like that, when you could just put them on CD, but literally put them out there to the world. So, you know, that's my take on it. Now, are you looking to get a record deal, or you just want to stay independent and just do it how you want to do it? And if you do want to get a record deal, are you looking for a major deal or indie label?
I'm looking for a major record deal, because the reason for that is that, going back to the Azalea thing, is that, you know, you've got a rapper who's been, you know, I write all my songs, and, you know, I write all my raps, and, you know, I've got, like, you know, we work as a thing. And I think the same with all these artists like Biggie or Jay-Z or that, they write all their, you know, they might have ghostwriters or they might not, but, you know, they actually write their tunes. And I think that they never, they've always been them. Like, you know, Jay-Z's got, you know, his take on his music, but he's never had to put on a fake accent. So why I want to sort of come to the US and do music as well as is to prove, hey, that you can do anything you put your mind to. You could have an accent. You could be Australian. You could be from China. You could be from any part of the world. But as long as you have a positive energy and you believe in yourself, then you could get that record deal. So I think, for me personally, I would rather get a record deal, because I feel that I have a lot to offer and also to inspire people. So that's how I feel. You know, so I just want to inspire people to be the best they can be, Travis.
So do you agree with the term that, as far as the music business, there's 90% business and 10% talent? Do you agree with that term?
Well, no doubt. It's all about, a good analogy would be is that, you know, you get someone, for example, you know, I did an audition in 2004 for Australian Idol, and, you know, and part of it is that they want you to look a certain way, so you have to sign like a clause or something. And I'm being really upfront of, you know, no matter how famous or whatever I get, I'd always be upfront. Is, you know, I think it's important to, you know, retain your own individuality. And it is 90% business and 10% talent. Because, you know, it's people are not listening to, you know, Fifers, you know, in Brooklyn, or they're not, you know, going to a music poetry slam and actually having all these TV shows that are spitting out the Selena Gomez's of the world or whatever. And when you listen to their music, it just sounds like repetitive, brainwashing music that makes you want to buy the CD because it's so repetitive, not because it instills love in your heart. You know what I mean? And blesses your soul, if that makes sense. You know, music, Travis, should bless your soul. So when you have a, you know, you probably talk to your parents and go, hey, you know, like, mum, dad, you know, do you remember that time that you went out on your first date and you actually thought you listened to that song? And that's what music's about.
Right. Now, if you had the chance to, if you were offered a major deal with a major label or an indie label, before I say which one would you choose, now here's the difference. Like, what I know about major label, if they sign artists, of course they're gonna get an artist maybe a couple $100,000, and that money is for their project. You know what I mean? Like, that's what the money is for. But at the same time, they may do, like, whatever the artist make is going to be like a 50-50. You know what I'm saying? It's only going to get 50% pretty much of everything. And at the same time, they're going to own the artist's name. So the artist won't even own their name. And no matter if you go with an independent label, they're not going to own your name, and you're going to get more percentage of whatever you sell. Now, knowing all this, would you still go with a major, or would you go to indie world?
I know this is probably off the cuff. I'm probably a bit different. Like, you know, is that it doesn't matter what label I'll go for. It's not about the money. Like, the money that I'll get if I was going to do music would go, say, to a project. Like, you know, I've been through domestic violence myself, or, you know, I've been through, you know, like, obviously experienced homelessness when I was growing up, you know, and things like that. So I would actually put most of the money that I would earn from 50% toward the projects, because, and work my usual job. So, you know, as long as, like, I'm the label would be sponsoring my recording time or doing all that stuff and promotions, I think I'll be more happy simply giving back to the community. Because, you know, if I can, I don't know, maybe I'm just one of those different people. I just think differently in some ways, that I think that, you know, it doesn't really matter. I just think if I'm making people happy and they like my music and they think that I'm a, you know, a down-to-earth person, that's all that matters, you know. It's hippie, but, Travis, I think that, you know, the game needs to change. And that's my take on that.
But, well, there's about a minute left on my time, so I just want to go ahead and say thank you for doing this this interview with me. It was nice to do it with you, and, you know, I'm push out here from you again, but thanks for doing the interview with me.
No, you're welcome, man. Look, you know, I'd love to, you know, meet up and chat again, but, you know, to listeners and stuff, is that no matter what you do in your life, hip-hop is... anyone can do it. You just got to put your mind to it.